What is good, my people? This is Elder Tenshi, and welcome to another episode of Otaku Labs. Now, what is Otaku Labs for those who may not know? Otaku Labs is a nice little podcast where me and my friends love to talk about our interests in anime, manga, light novels, and occasionally some news stories. So today, I'm going to bring some breaking news, and I know some of y'all have already heard about it, but for those who do not know, check this out. So, by now, a lot of us have probably heard that Funimation has officially acquired Crunchyroll. And a lot of us were wondering, okay, so what's that going to mean for the pay rates for Crunchyroll? And also, what does that mean for their secondary platform, Verve, the multi-channel platform? Now, I was a big fan of Verve in the past couple of years because of their variety, and when this news originally broke, I wasn't all that worried because I'm like, we don't have anything official yet as far as like what are they gonna charge, what's going to change. Let's just see what happens. And then I just started noticing little things like certain shows that didn't have the sub and dub options. They just had subs. Suddenly had dubs. Now they weren't all English dubs. They were Portuguese, Spanish, and a few other languages. Funimation had already been doing that for a while, so I'm like, okay, this must be part of their, this must be part of their plan. But then yesterday, I see on my favorite news sources like Anime News Network and a few others that the streaming service known as HIDIVE would be leaving the platform at the end of the month. I really enjoy HIDIVE's content. HIDIVE, used to be called the Anime Network not too long ago, and then they switched over to a different branding, different format, and they were similar to Funimation, except they had a lot more classic anime stuff from the 70s, 80s, and 90s on their platform, as well as modern stuff that they were also putting subs and dubs out. So when Funimation had left their initial partnership with Crunchyroll at the time, around 2018, I was only a little sad because this meant that I'd have to keep my Funimation and Verve accounts open. But HIDIVE, I couldn't, as soon as they said they swooped in and just took the place of Funimation on Verve's platform, I was happy because I was also paying for HIDIVE, which at that point was only about $3.99, because I had gotten in as they were rebranding, so I was grandfathered in, so I was really happy about that. Now fast forward to just less than 24 hours ago, they announced that they're about to leave the platform. So I'm kind of scratching my head. I'm like, okay, with the official acquisition of Crunchyroll by Sony/Funimation, I guess this is another one of their moves that they're gonna make, because really they're kind of in competition. Even though I have sworn that I have seen some titles that were on Funimation also on HIDIVE, but what's the name of the game with these streaming platforms? Exclusivity, not just buying licenses to stuff. They want to get you to buy their platform, to buy a subscription to their platform to watch these shows that are exclusively only on their platform, unless, you know, you're a pirate, which, you know, do as you will. Honestly, I have done it. When I couldn't watch what I wanted to watch anywhere else, I'm not an advocate for piracy, but at the same time, I understand why some people do it. But anyway, I digress. This is an interesting change, and they just announced it at the point of this recording last night. So I wonder what other changes are going to happen as we move forward into the future with Funimation having control over Crunchyroll. Besides the obvious, you know, switching up employees and switching up base of operations and, you know, and stuff like that. I wonder what else this means, because yet we at this point in time we haven't gotten any news about a potential price hike or what's going to be changing about the platform. But you know what? I got to tell you one thing that needs to change about that platform, and that's the player. The player that they use is to me and a few others within my circle. It seems like it's in need of an upgrade. Just like Crunchyroll's media player was in need of a serious upgrade after years of basically using the same one. But that's about the only thing I can think of that really would need to change. I don't understand why a price hike would be necessary at this point. But at the same time, every streaming service, at least the ones that I have, are about to have some sort of price increase. You know, Netflix does it every year. Disney Plus recently did it, and stuff like that. You gotta expect. But the anime platforms, at least the ones that we use over here, I haven't heard anything about a significant price hike. But what do y'all think about this news? Are you a fan of the High Dive platform? Are you a fan of Verve? Because Verve was almost a one-stop shop, right? And I say almost because in the early days they had so many channels. They had Boomerang for a while. They had Shudder, the horror platform. They still at this point have Rooster Teeth up there, and they had Funimation, and of course because they're basically a secondary Crunchyroll, they had the Crunchyroll stuff, and they also had Verve Select, which was a lot of selective shows and, you know, obscure shows and shorts and stuff from other websites. That was a very cool site to go to once they worked out some of the kinks, you know. But with this new, you know, with the way they're going now with Funimation, it doesn't make any sense, at least to me, for everything to still be separate. You know, it looks like what they're eventually going to do is put everything under one umbrella. Funimation already has their partnership with Viz, which still have their own catalog of, you know, great anime and manga and things like that. And if you wanted to check out the manga, you'd go to Viz's website. But if you wanted to check out the anime that they had, it's no longer on their website. It's either on Funimation or Hulu. So my overall question is, what is the next step? What does this mean going forward? Will we see a rebranding, or are they just going to call everything Funimation? I don't know. But it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this, aside from a huge library of anime shows and some live action shows. And they already have a pretty big, substantial catalog. I mean, you know, both companies have been around for a long time. So with that in mind, I definitely will be keeping my eye on the news, and, you know, as, you know, new things come out honestly, I think I'm just gonna give my thoughts on it. And I appreciate everyone who has been, you know, been rocking with me. Anybody that's come back since we've gotten out of hiatus, our other content and everything. I respect and thank everyone listening. And let us know what you think. Follow us on our Instagram at OnTheBrainENT. And we will catch you on the next episode of Otaku Labs. Peace, love, and never be normal.